Hey, good morning, traders. Thanks for stopping by. I'm JD, the Mobile Trader, and this is the Mobile Trader Podcast. Today is Friday, July 19th, 2019, and I'm coming to you from Ogden, Utah, guys. This definitely isn't the most diverse city. Just a quick story. I attempted to get a haircut yesterday, and I think I shut the barbershop down for about 15 minutes. One barber gave another barber a lesson on ethnic hair. They Googled a few things. They didn't know which guards to use. So actually, I ended up hopping out of one chair and going to another chair with the gentleman. And the guy's name was Chuck, who took care of me. And I'm good to go. So, okay, guys, on to investing. No more taking chances at supercuts with my type of hair. But anyway, guys, okay, today's episode, this is a take action plan for newbie investors. This is important, family. This is very important. I've always told my family and friends that there are no more excuses when it comes to investing. The racial anonymity of online trading accounts provides a strong defense mechanism against institutional discrimination and individual discrimination. I mean, we're relegated to being just a set of integers. Basically, we are an account number. So there's no sitting down face to face and asking to if I can step onto your platform or utilize your brokerage account, or if I can apply to, you know, become a member, that kind of thing. The bar has been lowered. So, I mean, let's take a look at that. What's the next excuse when it comes to why we're not investing as black and brown families, or families with lower middle class, or dealing with the families that single moms who are working two jobs? It's a tough situation, but we can jump over these hurdles right now. So, guys, one of the reasons, you know, we're not investing in the money markets, the minimum balance over the last 20, 25, 30, 50, 100 years has been a large hurdle. You know, it can definitely present an irritating hurdle for most middle-class families. So, well, the bar has been lowered. So grab your pen and paper, guys, and let's take some notes real quick. The first one, I want you to download the Robinhood app, just like the mythical character Robin Hood. Download that app. They are a discount brokerage house, and they offer zero commission trades. I've been using them for probably about a year. My son uses Robinhood. My wife uses Robinhood. Not to say that that's just the reason to use it, but it's a functional app. It's ease of operation. The hurdle is lower. There's no minimum balance requirement, so there's no excuse on that end. And we'll get into what to do next. But the next step, I want you to strongly consider opening an account with TD Ameritrade. Once you do that, this will give you access to their amazing trading platform, which is called Think or Swim, or the TOS platform. Once you have your TOS platform or your TD Ameritrade account open, which has no minimum balance as well, the platform that most traders use on there, of course, like I mentioned, is the Thinkorswim platform, but they have a virtual trading engine. So you can do virtual trading real time, live in the market, which this will allow you to kind of cut your teeth, test your mettle without risking live capital, risking your own hard-earned money. So as you're building up your confidence and improving your educational level within the money markets, you can test a few things out by using the virtual trading platform. But that's a little bit further down the road. The idea, what we're looking at is a long-term position building or investing. So the next step, guys, just listen. Just please don't hesitate. I want you to do these first two action steps. Really, number one, the Robinhood app, that's a really good first step. So the idea is just take action. And the next thing we want to do is we want to learn about the money markets by actually participating within the money markets. And then once we do that, you kind of get your feet wet and you understand what's going on. You gain experience, you gain confidence, and the myth is gone. It's not an urban legend. And it's the excuse about, oh, you need money to make money. Well, yeah, you need money to make money easily, but you still have to make the right decisions. And you can start by building with a smaller account. Even the Acorn app, I believe A-Rod just mentioned that on the CNBC interview, where you can incremental investments over time. I mean, it might take longer, but just slow and steady wins the race. It doesn't have to be a sexy move every single time. So guys, just the idea is we keep learning and we test a few things out, and then we share the information that we've learned with our loved ones, because we're trying to build the cliche statement is generational wealth. Well, we have to do some things right now to combat just things that we've come up against, whether excuse making or just a tough hurdle over the last few hundred years. So let's move forward with that. Take a chance, take a shot at it, and let's do that first step with the Robinhood app. Now, moving on to the final segment, guys, I want to get right to it with you guys on Friday. You know, we're looking towards the weekend, but look up this, look up the definition for this phrase or these two words, trader psychology, because that's going to be key. Because the minute you buy your first share of stock or make your first investment, you can expect that investment to lose value. There's ebbs and flows within the market, and you can look at it as with the eyes of from the outside looking in. You're looking at trader sentiment or just the psychological play of the masses. Fear is an area where everyone sells off, and then the smart money is waiting for everyone to sell off, and they look to get in at the bottom. And then irrational exuberance, and that I love Bitcoin, but there's times when Bitcoin runs up like at the $20,000 mark, and it was irrational exuberance. Everyone was trying to get into Bitcoin and push it up, and it hit that peak, and the sell-off occurred. So you need to figure out that this kind of leads into your time horizon. When do you need a return on this investment? If you're putting some money into, let's say you wanted to buy, you had $200 and you said, I'm buying Microsoft, that's one share of Microsoft, and you realize, hey, I want to get that money out Wednesday, I want to cash out. Well, I think you're better off putting it in a piggy bank, because we're not looking at a short-term play unless you're trading options or unless you're either a day trader, you know, you're an active trader, which that's a different level of trader psychology. So let's just go a little bit further with the time frame. We're looking at a 5 to 7 to 10 to 15 to even 20 year window, especially for our children, to build just a dossier of investment vehicles, or even just stocks, whether it's a diversified situation, mutual funds, stocks, bonds, you hop into the Forex market, even if it's utility tokens, Bitcoin, and the crypto world. But let's go with the traditional side of things and go step by step. So guys, listen, when we're thinking of trader psychology, we must allow a stock to journey through a market cycle. That's another definition I want you guys to pull up. We'll talk on that later. During this time, the value of your investments will naturally fluctuate. We have to just deal with that. It's going to be, if you look now at the climate of what's going on, it's a 24-hour news cycle, and Twitter has the ability, well, certain individuals who tweet have the ability to move markets in certain sectors. So we have to deal with fluctuating prices and volatile price action. So prepare to deal with price action over the life of your investment. So, okay, guys, here we go. Homework time. This is going to be a great weekend assignment. I want you guys, the first pen and paper, head over to investopedia.com. I'll spell it for you. INVESTOPEDIA.com. Investopedia.com. When you get there, you head to the education tab, probably in the top right or top left. Once you click on the education tab, click on Investing 101. And you can read that first page, but there'll be a table of contents, and you just begin with, what kind of investor are you? Are you short-term, mid-term, mid-range, or long-term? Hopefully, we're all long-term starting out, and then as you gain knowledge and gain an understanding and gain comfort, you may want to test a few short-term plays out. But I really, that slow and steady wins the race is a really good mantra to go by. Spend about 15 minutes on investopedia.com, because it can become overwhelming, because there is, it's loaded with info. There's also videos that you can check out. Now, if you're really locked in this weekend, read over that over that first one-on-one section, kind of think about it. And there are different video modules in there that kind of walk you through different terms and different study sessions on investopedia.com. I love that website. So just kind of dive into that a little bit. And here's some research terms or some definitions I want you to, terms I want you to understand and find out the definitions for. Look up blue chip stocks. Blue chip stocks. Next, we'll go back to market cycle. Next, the acronym ATR. It stands for average true range. That's going to be very important. We need to know the ATR of a stock that you're interested in to kind of prepare you for the spikes and the sell-offs and the peaks and valleys. Like if you're a big fan of Netflix, Netflix sold off over $40 yesterday, I believe, post earnings. So if you're in that and that's your first purchase, you'd have panicked. But if you're looking at a five-year term, possibly you're in it for the long haul, you have to just deal with it, and maybe you double down. So those are things that you want to look at. The next one, the next two, the final two are long position, L-O-N-G, position, and short position. Those are two important terms within, this particular field that we're looking at, guys. And what I want you to do, let's have a great Friday and an amazing weekend, guys. The watch list, my eyes are on Microsoft, ticker symbol MSFT. Boeing, ticker symbol BA. They report earnings, I believe, next Wednesday. Don't quote me yet, but I think the 24th. But it's going to be very important. I think they're up over $7 this morning. They're a strong, resilient company, but there's a lot of unknown. There might be another shoe dropping, but people are anticipating this particular, I think this is Q2 earnings coming up. The next stock that I'm actually long in Bank of America, ticker symbol BAC. I'm also in calls for BAC. Lastly, I just pulled out of some puts, which is going for a negative play on Southwest Airlines, even though I'm a fan of Southwest, ticker symbol LUV, L-U-V, but I'm concerned about their exposure to Boeing's turmoil, the 737 MAX, and their fleet. I believe they have a large fleet of the 737 MAX, so I know that it's affected their cancellations and things like that. So I've watched Southwest, and I'm looking for another entry to the downside. So keep an eye on those guys. And also, let's pay attention to the FANG stocks. F-A-A-N-G. Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, Google. And they're definitely in the crosshairs. The government is talking about break up Facebook. Google's receiving negative press regarding... they're throwing the word treason around. So just kind of pay attention to those so you can stay, keep your ear to the street. And let's dive in. Download Robinhood. And if you want to buy that first share of stock, buy it. I mean, if you have $25, Wendy's is $19.25. A share of Wendy's. You can look on Yahoo Finance, and I'm not giving a recommendation. I'm saying, guys, I want you to get your feet wet, test it out. The next move is to keep studying, and then we're gonna we're going to just really teach our children. And then if it friends and family, the open-minded ones, and then you continue to improve your investment, I guess, the educational level that you where you are, because we're going to start lower at different increments and different levels, and you just want to keep improving and adding to it. So guys, I'm excited about it. Thanks for listening. Take action, guys, and also share this podcast, like, comment, and subscribe, and come back and talk with me next week. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.